Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
The man whom the New Testament describes as a man after God's own heart was fully human. His name, David, the author of 73 of the 150 Psalms you'll find in your Old Testament. David, the 8th son of Jesse, was the one chosen by God to lead Israel following the failure of Saul to be a godly king. The one who faced Goliath, yet stumbled taking Bathsheba when he had no right to her, and further compounding his wrong by engineering the death of her husband Uriah the Hittite. There are some whose profound failures result in depths of understanding that escape most people because they have not only tasted the dregs from the cup of sinful behavior, but have also experienced the joys of God's forgiveness and cleansing. Such was the man who wrote so many of the Psalms. Among my favorites is his psalm identified as Psalm 103. There he wrote, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Then David listed five things that we should remember. Benefits, he calls them. First, David said that God forgives all our sins. I've often wondered if David did not remorsefully think of the dark chapter with Bathsheba, one he wrote about in what we call Psalm 51, as he mentioned this first. Woe, you may be thinking, asking, can God forgive anything I have done? The simple answer is that if you are sincere in asking his forgiveness, he will forgive you, just as he did David some 3,000 years ago. Then David said God forgives, or he heals, all our diseases. Okay, you may be thinking, perhaps that was true in David's day, but our hospitals are full of people who don't seem to connect with him the same way. When a Christian college of nursing in Kenya asked me to write something on a Christian view of healing, I wrote the book What You Need to Know About Healing, that you can find on Amazon as well as on our Guidelines website. The fact is, God still heals three ways today. In some cases, he heals miraculously, something everybody would like. No hospital bills, no hypodermic needles, no further pain. Well, God can, and on occasions does this. There's another way he heals. I call it integrative healing. When God chooses to use medical science, along with the skillful hands of physicians, along with the propensity of the human body to respond with healing. Be sure of one thing. Satan is a destroyer. God is a healer. Then, on occasion, he calls someone home to heaven. That's ultimate healing. David then says, God redeems your life from the pit. Pits were prisons, and while we no longer use pits to incarcerate people, there are pits that take us captive. The pit of depression, the pit of financial burden, the pit of suffering. Whatever takes you a prisoner is something from which you can find deliverance. Then said David, he crowns you with steadfast love and satisfies you with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Time only allows me to ask you to focus on one phrase, steadfast love. That means his love never wavers. He doesn't love you only when you're good and turns his back on you when you go the wrong direction. Yes, his love is steadfast. In my book, What You Need to Know About Healing, I talk about the God who touches hearts and lives today. He heals three ways, sometimes supernaturally, sometimes integratively, sometimes redemptively, and that's when God gives you grace to impact many, many lives through your suffering. You'll find it on Amazon or go to our website at guidelines.org for this and resources that will help you.